Well, good morning. This is a little backward from how we usually do this. We get to do a few of these announcements a year, and Gary usually goes last and talks about the shows coming up. But today we wanted to get the shows out front because it really is all about the music. I want to thank all of our media partners for supporting The Harvester and what we do here for your coverage. We appreciate what you do for us. We also want to thank our generous supporters. We have some folks who have given some gifts to The Harvester, who are regular ticket buyers, those who've been to one show and discovered what a great place this is and how much they want to keep coming back over and over. We also want to recognize our volunteers. We have about 75 volunteers who regularly give their time. Some of them who are here every night, some who are here two or three times a month, but who want to be around the music, be around the fans, make sure that everyone has a good time, that everyone enjoys their time here in Rocky Mount and experiences everything that The Harvester has to offer. So thank you to our volunteers. We don't get to say that often enough. We say it every time that we come together and every time we have a chance, but their contributions really are beyond measure. I want to recognize our amazing staff. Gary doesn't take enough credit for what he's able to do here. When we first started this by buying the building in November of 2011, we had a vision for what it could do for the economy of Rocky Mount. Gary had a vision for what it could do for the music scene, not just of Rocky Mount, but of the Roanoke Valley and the region beyond. We have pretty regularly folks who come here from a 3-mile driving radius. We bring folks from Richmond, from Charlottesville, from Harrisonburg, from the New River Valley, from Raleigh, from Greensboro and Winston-Salem. So we have a really strong area of support within that driving radius, and that reach has just been growing and growing. For instance, for Blackberry Smoke, those sales went on pre-sale last Wednesday, and just on our first day of pre-sale, we had first-day ticket buyers from 7 states. And you think, okay, well, they're probably close states. Well, they weren't. We had ticket buyers from Alaska, from Michigan, from Oregon, and Florida, as well as from North Carolina, West Virginia, and Virginia. That says a lot. Those folks are following a band, or they know that a band is coming and that they want to give a gift to someone who may live closer, or that they're going to travel that far. And it works out in all sorts of different ways. For Willie Nelson, we had ticket buyers from 8 states. So far this year, we've had ticket buyers from 40 states. That says a lot about what we've been able to do in terms of reach. The ticket buyers want the experience. They like being up close and personal, having that direct experience with the artist, getting that selfie or that autograph after the show, making that real connection to the artist, being no more than 80 feet away from where I'm standing now. And I'm standing up here with a lot of ghosts of performers past. We've had so many great artists here, and to be able to stand on the stage with that so many legends have stood on is a pretty special experience. We know that other communities have recognized the impact that The Harvester has had regionally. I've had direct talks with them. They're looking at ways that they can implement a strong program like ours. This is the sort of program that will work in other communities and not take away from what The Harvester is doing here. So I expect that other folks are going to try to imitate what we've done, but they don't have Gary Jackson. So thank you, Gary, for what you do. We can look at the economic impact. We know that most of our downtown spaces have filled since The Harvester was first announced. We had, at the time, about 11 retail spaces that were empty. Now we have one. We've got B-Sides has just opened across the street. So those folks are believers in what we've been able to do with The Harvester and bringing people to town. Buddy's Barbecue opened this year. Again, a big component of how they made their choice to open here in Rocky Mount is because of the people who are coming to shows. They know that it's important to get the local market coming in and dining in your restaurant, but they also realize that having so many people coming in for Harvester shows is a significant boost to your business. Our shopping center spaces are filling. We had one shopping center in particular that was about at 50 to 60% occupancy for a number of years, particularly as the recession lingered on. Now Marketplace is at at or near capacity. Rocky Mount Plaza is nearing its capacity, and Eagle Plaza is at its capacity. So, you know, it's nice to see those shopping center spaces filling up. That means that investors are recognizing that Rocky Mount is a great place to put your capital to work, to invest, that you're going to get a return because of the number of people who are coming here to Rocky Mount. We can look at the numbers that come in. As the assistant town manager here, I'm privy to some of the numbers. Restaurants in Rocky Mount are on pace this year to sell for the first time over $30 million in meals. That's a pretty significant number, and a lot of that new activity is attributable to the Harvester directly. The year before the Harvester opened, restaurants in Rocky Mount sold $23.5 million in restaurant sales. So over the past 4 years or so, we've seen that number grow from $23.5 million up now to almost $30 million, and that's without a lot of new restaurants opening. That's more attributable to increased activity here in the town of Rocky Mount. We did set a meals tax record in June, $136,527 in meals tax. That breaks the old record by $6,000 or $124,000 in restaurant sales. So that's nice to see those records continue to fall. Our lodging, our meals tax, and our sales tax incomes are all strong. That means that the hotels are renting out rooms, the restaurants are selling meals, the retailers are seeing increased activity because of what we're doing here and because of the confidence that investors have in our local economy. One of the things that we're doing to measure that, the Virginia Tech Office of Economic Development is currently doing a study for us. They're studying the economic impact of the Harvester on Rocky Mount and Franklin County. We wanted to measure that impact that we're having. We wanted a real number done by a respectable agency, and certainly the Virginia Tech Office of Economic Development are the pros in this region in terms of looking at that. As part of that, we've conducted thousands and thousands of surveys. We've surveyed everyone who has come to a show since last September. We did in-person surveys between June and September of this year, concluding with the Willie Nelson show. And so the Virginia Tech Office of Economic Development has a lot of data that they're able to work with. One of those data points is they went around and met with local business owners and said, what's the impact? You know, tell us some anecdotes about the impact that you know the Harvester's having on the community here. And some of them said, it hasn't had a major impact on my business. And others have said, it's made all the difference. It's the reason why I'm still in business and why I'm still here. And we certainly look to continue to improve on that impact. Just for comparison's sake, the same Office of Economic Development for Virginia Tech, did a survey for the Crooked Road last year, trying to gauge what the economic impact is of the Crooked Road. I can tell you, I'm a board member of the Crooked Road, that number was $9 million annual impact across the 19 counties and cities that the Crooked Road serves. We're looking forward to seeing what the number is for us. We expect to get those numbers next month, and we'll certainly make them available as they become available. But we're excited. We believe that our number is going to be more than the conservative $4 to $5 million that we've been estimating, but we're waiting on Virginia Tech to give us that final finding. We are continuing to diversify our musical types and our offerings. We're ensuring that we bring in artists from diverse backgrounds. We're very sensitive to the fact that we need our artists to reflect very much what our community looks like here and feels like. And we appreciate working with our media partners to get the word out. We're also starting to step up our fundraising efforts to ensure that the Harvester is protected going forward, that we don't have to rely as much on public funding. For those of you who don't know, the Harvester is funded in part by the town of Rocky Mount. The increase that came in through meals tax funds basically the Harvester maintenance, the personnel costs, and the utilities. So the town underwrites the building costs and the personnel costs. The shows have to stand on their own. We're hopeful that the shows are profitable this year. It's too early for us to say, but things are looking good. We are already past the sales number that we did last year, so we know that our sales are up, and we're grateful to all the folks who continue to support the Harvester, either through buying tickets or telling people about what we do here and how special the place is and how people should continue to come and support us.